Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Well, it is a Friday, and when we get to Fridays, we love catching up in the first hour with our very good friend, the film critic extraordinaire and the deep Hollywood insider, Jan Wall. How you doing, Jan?
So deep. Hi, Rick. I'll come up for air and say hello.
Very good. Let's bring in our first guest, Daniel Thomas, executive producer of 42nd Street Moon, he is here to announce the hit musical Forever Plaid is coming to the Gateway Theater, just about two blocks from where I sit here on Broadway, April 18th through May 5th. Daniel, welcome to the proceedings. And how do you guys put your own little spin on it? I mean, it must be kind of a mouth-watering option for you.
Well, thanks for having me, first of all. The show itself is just inherently fun and sweet and filled with such good music. And I think one of the most fun things about it is that the characters, it's four young men who are in the show, have such quirky personalities, each individually defined, and the script gives you those characterizations, but each actor who comes to a production kind of puts their own little spin on it. So you have these versions of this character from production to production with their neuroses and their tics and whatnot. But even though you might see the same script and the same score every time, each time it's a little bit different, and it's equally hilarious each time you see it.
Oh, I just love this show. I saw it in New York, Daniel, and I just love it. And I've seen it one more time in a local production. Can you explain to people why it's called Forever Plaid?
Well, the young men have a singing group that they call themselves Forever Plaid, and they refer to themselves as the Plaid throughout the show. And they were a singing group, a fictional singing group, but in the early 1960s in Pennsylvania. And the conceit of the show, although it sounds kind of dark, is that they finally got a big gig singing at a local event. And they're on their way to that gig when they were killed. They were hit by a bus. And the bus was on their way to see the Ed Sullivan show with the Beatles that very famous night. And the boys are killed, but they somehow come back to give the one last concert that they never got the chance to do. So it sounds a little depressing at first, but it's all done in sweetness and fun and laughter.
So Forever Plaid isn't about, like, the pants on professional bowlers.
There's a lot of plaid involved. You'll see it in the costumes and the scenic design. And they do sing a version of a Scottish folk song that references that. So there's obviously a big influence on them. But no, except for the jackets, I'd say the fashion is pretty muted.
I love the music. I just love this music. Could you describe some of the music?
Absolutely. It is some of the great songs from the late 1940s, the early 1960s. Some of them people will still be very familiar with, like Heart and Soul or 16 Tons. And some of them will evoke memories of nostalgia for audiences of a certain age. Lady of Spain, Three Coins in the Fountain, Moments to Remember. But the wonderful thing about so many of these songs is when they originally performed, they were done by these singing groups of the time, the Four Aces, the Crude Cuts, the Pied Pipers, four-part harmonies that are just so wonderfully written and so pleasing to listen to. And the music of the show, evokes all of that four-part harmony and the cast sounds marvelous together, and it's just so wonderful to hear the melodies and the harmonies going on with the show. And that style of singing has an influence that, went through the 60s, and, the harmonies of the Beach Boys or the Beatles, the Mamas and the Papas, in the 70s, even the boy bands of the 90s and 2000s, and their harmony singing owes a lot to the music from this era.
When you're casting something like this and let's say, well, I only have room for one soprano or one bass, have you ever had somebody so fantastic it's like, well, we'll fit you in?
it is tricky because in addition to having the right range and being able to sing harmonies, which is not always an easy skill to master. They do also have to have some tendency towards the personality types of the individual characters. And there have been a couple of instances where, when I've worked on the show, where you've made a couple of adjustments to work somebody in. But mostly I've been fortunate. I've worked on the show a whole bunch of times and have been lucky to find actors who are talented and slot into the roles that I'd like to see them in.
I love 42nd Street Moon. I've gone to a lot of your productions. Little Abner, Fiorello, all kinds of things. You guys really are fantastic. Do you have plans after this one?
The show coming up after this, which will run in June, is Steve Martin's Bright Star, which was on Broadway in the last 10 years. Yeah, and it's beautiful. It's based on an American folktale. It has elements of folk and bluegrass music. You know, Steve Martin is a wonderful banjo player and folk musician, bluegrass musician, and it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of the actors are going to be playing instruments on stage. It's a beautifully romantic story. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, mm-hmm. I love banjo. I can't wait for that.
So, Daniel, what are some of the challenges as a director? And as I was kind of saying, you can kind of put your own flavor into it.
I think, especially with a show like this, a lot of people might consider this something of a jukebox show, which we get a lot of now when you see shows like, and running a Broadway like Six, which features a lot of modern pop songs put into a musical, or Mamma Mia, or things like that, where they're taking song catalogs and putting them in. It's not just about a chance to hear these songs. It is telling a story. It is the theme of friendship and found family with these four guys. And they share their love for music, which also deepens and cements their friendship. And that theme runs through. And when you've got 85 minutes on stage and the four of them never leave the stage over the entire show, and they're singing, I believe it's 18 songs over that 85 minutes, and there's choreography, and there's a whole bunch of business going on. Their brains get full very quick during the rehearsal period, and it is, what do you focus on? You know, how much can you absorb in 4 hours of rehearsal and not feel like your brain's exploding? And so the default is to focus on the music, because that is the story of the show, and it is all of that harmony and everything. And it's making sure you find that time to show where in the music and in the show they're deepening their connections to each other through their acting, making sure that they remember the choreography in the show, which is a little bit ridiculous from time to time, but very precise, so it has to be spot on. And there's a bunch of props. There are so many props in the show, and that's a spectacle all to itself for them to learn where things are coming from and where things are going.
Well, everybody should check it out. It's 42nd Street Moon's production of Forever Plaid. There'll be 15 performances on the 18th. There'll be a preview the next night as well. But Saturday, the 20th of this month, will be the big opening. There'll be some matinees in there as well. And go to 42ndstreetmoon.org for more information. That's 42ndstmoon.org. We've been speaking to the director, Daniel Thomas. Daniel, have fun with this.
Oh, thank you, Daniel.
It is so much fun.